Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, April 25th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Here we've got movies and pop culture and toy stuff. So I'd say sit back, relax, and enjoy, but I don't know what it is you're doing. Maybe you're on a treadmill, maybe you're in a car. But what you're going to do, unless you hit skip, don't hit skip, is listen to the top box office last week. Captain America the Winter Soldier was number one with 25.6 million. Number two, Heaven is for Real, 22.5 million, closely followed by Rio 2 at number three with $22.2 million. Transcendence, Johnny Depp, was number four at 10.9 million. A Haunted House 2 rounded out the top five with $8.8 million. New this week, you can see The Other Woman, Brick Mansions, and other movies in limited release. I saw Finding Vivian Meyer, which was interesting and I think exists mostly as a way to start an argument with people. There's a lot you can take away from this documentary, and it's worth seeing. In the news, the third Hobbit movie has been renamed The Battle of the Five Armies, presumably because someone else wanted some of that sweet, sweet Revenge of the Jedi cachet. Mystery Science Theater is getting some sort of a reboot. Reruns are showing on TV, and no details on whatever the new show is going to be, but Joel Hodgson has made some comments about something coming up, so hey, we'll see. Last week we talked about a Mrs. Doubtfire sequel, and seemingly odd announcement until you realize, and there's been a report that the original movie was the most aired on basic cable last year, explaining the market need for a sequel. Sony started work on a Barbie live-action comedy. Terminator Genesis started filming this week, but that's not the final title. The release date is supposedly July 1st, 2015. Friday the 13th will be rebooted as a new TV series. A Lego episode of The Simpsons explains the figures you're all wanting to buy now. It will air on May 4th, with all the Star Wars stuff, because never mind. Casting on the Gem and the Holograms movie has been announced, and I'm too old to know who any of these people are. Aubrey Peoples will be the truly outrageous front person of the band, and you can look up the rest because I'll probably pronounce their names wrong and not know who they are, but you will, and that'll be exciting and fun. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Spoonteaks. They're new to us, and we're going to celebrate the new arrivals with a sale. Buy one, get a second, 40% off. Choose from dozens of cups, mugs, aprons, nightlights, and much more, but hurry, because this sale ends soon. In toy news, another run of the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean Entertainment Earth exclusive vehicle. This one has a hover mode, which you won't find at retail stores. That's up for pre-order right now. I have one and love it. The next run is due for September. I would recommend getting yours before 2015 because that's, you know, the year we were all promised to have hovering cars, and at least we can pretend. Wonder Woman Art of War by Yannick Paquette statue is up, as is the Spider-Man Venom Marvel Comics 100% Bear Brook figure. We also added some pretty cool DC Bombshells artwork posters from Quantum Mechanics, so check those out. And that's all for this week. I spent a couple of days at the House of Mouse. Apparently, you can see some pretty interesting things once in a while there, if you know, or rather someone knows to ask you. Nothing that's going to make you do cartwheels. Did get to see the new Cars Land Crazy Desert Opus ride. That was pretty neat. And it's weird going to a theme park in a nice, fairly green and lush state to see the desert and cactus replicated that I can see outside my window. But I'll take it. It's fun. Good times. That's all I got for this time, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, tell a friend, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.